In today's episode of CCO Podcast, we are talking about if you know the difference between intent and impact. I don't even know how long this is going to be, but I tell you, it's going to be powerful. So I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now. But you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of CCO Podcast. I love that you guys are hanging out with me and that you're here to listen to what I feel like is something that can bless us all, right? I know that we're stronger together. I know that if you are doing business or you just love to listen to me rant about something, I just appreciate you because we are here to, I say, do the Lord's work. And we are here to help as many of you as we can go out and positively impact the world. If you haven't done so yet, go over to CCOClub.com, see what it is we have going on. We always have a lot going on, but see what it is we have going on. And I promise you, joining up with us is going to be a blessing to us both. So make sure you head over to CCOClub.com for more information. Now, this idea of this podcast came because I had heard this phrase before, and I heard it from the same person, one of my pastors at my church. And it just really, 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 I think the first time it impacted me importantly, and then the second time I said, I got to do a podcast on that, because I think this idea of intent versus impact is something that people need to hear. So those of you who are out here and you are listening to me, I am so glad to have you, because that's what we're talking about today. So there was something that had happened, and there was an apology that was given, and my pastor said, you know, the reality is, well, he says something to this effect, you know, while that might not have been the intent, that still doesn't diminish the impact. When I tell you, I wish that there were so many more people on this earth that understood that by itself. Because I think what we end up doing, whether it's in our business, whether it's in our personal lives, whether it's in our relationships, is that we oftentimes work to try to separate the intent of what we did from the impact that it had. Did you see how that went? We try to separate the intent of what we did from the impact that it had. And we go so far as to say within ourselves that just because because I didn't have that intent, that you shouldn't have allowed it to have that impact. And that's not that, when I tell you that's wrong. Now watch this. Let me be honest. You see, I'm ranting about this. I don't think that we subconsciously say that, but that is the meaning of what it is that's being conveyed. Did you hear that? It's still the meaning. So, you know, so you're apologizing for something, you did something wrong. For those of us who can admit that we did something wrong, I'm old enough to be able to be like, man, I made a mistake yesterday, right? God forbid, I've already started making mistakes today, but I'm old enough to be like, you know what? I'm sorry. It's so much easier now. It was hard when I was younger and dumb, right? Like, you don't want to be wrong about nothing. I wasn't right. And you want to argue about, you know what? You're right. Even if I'm right, you're right. Because it's so much easier to deal with at this age. But we have this I think this notion within ourselves that because I didn't intend to make you feel that way. I didn't intend for that to come across like that. I didn't intend for you to think that, right? And then what happens is we're trying to put a period on that. Right. I apologize that it made you feel that way. Right. But what we're really doing is I think that this might bless you in a lot of relationships. What ends up happening is we want to stay on the side of the intent, and the person that we're dealing with or the business idea that we're dealing with or what happened as a result of what we did wants to live on the side of the impact. I'm going to say it again. We want to live on the side of the intent, and the other person or thing or whatever is on the side of the impact. And I think that there can be so many people set free if we understood this idea and we spoke to people and we connected with people and we communicated with people in a way of understanding that although that wasn't my intent, I do not want to minimize the impact, because the impact, our intent can be rooted in, let's say, logic. It can be rooted in understanding. It can be rooted in, I'm not that type of person. It can be rooted in, you know, that's not what I meant. It can be rooted in, I'm coming from a place of love. It can be rooted in, I'm a believer. It can be rooted in any of those things. It can be rooted in anything that's surrounded by something that's good. Right? I know this person didn't mean that. I know they don't never usually do this. I know X, Y, and Z about this person. But in the reality of it, our feelings live on the side of the impact. Did you hear that? What we do oftentimes live on the side of logic, but what the impact lives on the side of the feelings and emotion. And I believe in my soul that that's why we miss each other sometimes. That's why we tend to have problems. That's why we say such and such doesn't understand that. Maybe that's a male female thing. I don't think so, because my pastor was male when he said it. My pastor is male, and this particular one I was talking to, and I felt, did you see that? I felt like he understood that it still didn't minimize, this decision didn't minimize the impact. You can be doing something at work, right? And your boss can have you doing a particular task, and you know, they assigned it to you and they told you what they wanted you to do. You went on ahead and you got it done. And then right before it was time for that thing to be done, or that it was being presented, or whatever the case may be, they changed it and said, we're just going to do it like this. So what ended up happening was all of that work that you did just kind of gets thrown out the window. While their intent might not have been to waste your time, their intent might not have been to hurt your feelings. Their intent might not have been to say what you did didn't matter. Their intent was not to do something again, if that's the case, but it does not minimize the impact of how it feels. And what we tend to do is we forget that there are always, well, I will say most of the time, feelings involved with the things that we do. Because if you are like me, I don't like my time to be wasted at all. And I'm one of those type of people. I want to know if anybody out here, and say me, if this is you, even though I can't hear you, like you're one of those people that you are visionary. You're a servant, but you're a visionary as well. And somebody gives you just a little piece of what they want done, and you go out and you go 3 miles down the road because you already know how you could do it and make it happen and make it be this. And so you are used to that. And people praise you for that, right? They praise you for your ability to do that. Oftentimes you get positions and you get accolades and you get promotions and you get put in certain situations and places because of your ability to do that. So if that is who you are and people have you doing what you do because of who you are, but then that ends up happening, it can feel like you're not valued. It can feel like your time was wasted because you already know. So why you waste my time? You see what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't matter if it happens at school. It doesn't happen. It matters if it happens in your relationship. It doesn't matter if it happens in your home. It doesn't matter if it happens on the soccer field. It doesn't matter if it happens at church. It doesn't matter where it happens. It matters that it happened. And I think that we have to do better with understanding how our intent influences impact. And so if I'm going to give a good example of how this, what happens with this specifically in business, it would be that, let's say that you want to get started with doing a website, and that is your intent to do that, right? But you keep, and let's say you hired someone, here we go, you hired someone to be able to help you with that, and you're on a time limit, and you guys are at a point where the person that you hire needs information from you. Right? They need information from you. You came to them. I need this quick, fast, in a hurry, like I always do. I always need something yesterday. Right? And you know that that's the case, but you have a lot of other things going. And so you don't necessarily, you know, you got to go review the website. You know, you got to get them some documents that they need. You know, you got to send them the logo. You know, you got to send an email. You got to do something that's going to help the person that you hired move along. But what ends up happening is, because life starts lifing on you, you don't get around to doing it. I know I'm talking to somebody, because even though I'm using a website example, I know there are people out there that do this. You go out there and you are not getting the person that they need, the person that what they need. And so therefore there is an impact on the outcome. Now watch this. The person that's building it for you is questioning, I thought you needed this quick. But you're saying, I do need this quick, but I just don't have, in air quotes, the time, or I just still need to get that. Well, there's an impact with that. That's not your intent, but it's still your impact. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Is that we don't always have to have an intent for, we don't always have to have a negative intent for it to have a negative impact. Trying to set somebody free. Did you hear that? We don't always have to have a negative intent for something to have a negative impact. One of the reasons why I am in my accountability group, and me and my girl Al that started this at the beginning, we did this. One of the reasons why she and I started the group to begin with, where it started with she and I, is because she wanted to get a certification for her business for like 3 years. She wanted to do it for like 3 years. And what ends up happening was there was an intent to do it, but because she didn't do the things that she needed to do, the impact was it didn't get done for 3 years. And so we got started on that thing together to say, she said, because I keep putting this off, this is what's going to help me to get there, right? Because she understood that the way she was doing things, that there was a tremendous impact, even though she didn't have the intent for this to be that way, right? And so I want you to take a look at your life, take a look at your relationships, take a look at your business ideas that are happening. And I want, take a look at if you are trying to lose weight, take a look at if you're trying to work out, take a look at if we are praying the way we need to, or reading the Bible the way we need to, or whatever the thing is. Whatever it is that you want to do something different with, whatever it is that you want to get better at, whatever it is, I want you to take a look at what you intended, and based on what you have done, what is the impact? That's what I want you to ask yourself. And watch this. Start with you. You don't even have to look at the relationship that you have. You don't have to look at what's happening with your kids. You don't have to look at your work, your business, you know, your loved ones. You don't have to do all that. Just look at yourself. Look at your car. Are you taking care of your car the way you need to? Because that there's an impact on it. There's absolutely an impact. And with everything that we do, there is always an impact. And I know, even for myself, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, I do things at a high level in almost every area of my life, because that's how I'm wired, right? But there are always, when I say always, I mean always, underlined three times, written in permanent ink, written three times on the page. Always, always, always a place where the intent of what I had was not in line with the impact that came about. And I want to be better. I want to be better, right? I was one day, probably about a week or so ago, when I tell you I was eating dumb stuff, vegan, all vegan, but I was like, just wild. And I said, you know what, Doc, you ain't did this in a long time. You ain't acted a fool like this in a long time. I'm talking about everything I wanted, I was eating that day. I said, well, this is absolutely going to have to be your cheat day, and we're going to have to repent after this for a week, because you know you didn't even have to do it like that, right? Because I understood the impact. If I'm trying to stay healthy, if I'm still trying to lose weight, if I'm trying to do things, there is an impact with that decision that I was making for that day, right? And so there's always a place that we can go to improve. There's always a place that we can look at. And I'm telling you, most of the time, it's going to be with relationships. Most of the time. Most of the time, it's going to be with relationships. And I'm telling you, while this podcast, I'm not going to apologize. I'm in my mind, you know, the devil's trying to say, you need to apologize. You're not talking about business. Well, I'm talking about relationships more so. And I promise you, relationships impact business. Right. And I promise you that even with what I've said, that there are places in your business you can look at to say, ooh, I see the impact of that. I see the impact of me doing this. I see this because I see the outcome. Watch this. Watch this. This will tell you if it's good or not. Check out the fruit. My Lord and my God. Check out the fruit that you are bearing. If you don't like the fruit, change the seed. If you don't like the fruit, you got to change what it is that you're doing. The intent has to be different. The what you're doing has to be different. And the fruit is the outcome that you have. Are you satisfied with the outcomes in all these areas? And if so, look for those areas that you want to get better at. Just check the fruit. Check the fruit. Tell somebody, like they say in the church, check the fruit. Check the fruit. Check the fruit. Check the fruit of your people. Check the fruit of your friends. Check the fruit. Check the fruit. That I just hear God saying that. Just check the fruit. And there's some fruit that I have bore that I'm not happy with. So I got to do something different. That's me. That's me. I'm not even saying that to anybody else. I'm saying that to me. So I hope there was something that I said, that this is something that really, really helped you to begin to think about your business differently, your life differently, your relationship differently, whatever it is that you want to do better in your life. How you're seeing God, all of that. I hope that there was something with this that was a blessing to your spirit. I pray that these words go on, these words are planted in good ground. And if there was something that I said that you think will be a blessing to one of your sister friends, make sure that you download and share this podcast for me, because you guys know that that's the currency of podcasting. You got to share it. You got to download it. You got to subscribe, all that type of stuff, because that's just what makes the world go round. But I tell you what, your girl is not going anywhere, because I love what it is that I'm doing. And I know that at the end of the day, God is going to be glorified. I hope you are blessed, and I will see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.